You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And it feels like rain. And it feels like rain.
Well, it's a classic northwest, partly cloudy forecast this weekend, with a chance of rain. Quite a contrast to the record cold and snow we had over the past couple of weeks. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain some of the finer points of how we get rain, snow, sleet, hail, and grapple. That's right, grapple is its own thing, and we had some last Sunday. More on that in just a bit. First, though, let's hear the forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, it's going to be a fairly dry weekend. This morning we had a few showers as a band of rain came around a low center that is right off of Oregon. And that low is going to sort of hang out there and slowly slip towards California a bit. So today will be partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s, maybe a few showers, especially in the southern part of Puget Sound, but nothing much at all. Now, Saturday looks like a really good day. That low kind of slips a little bit further away. Temperatures will get up to maybe 48 to 50, and I don't think there'll be much rain at all. It'll be partly cloudy, maybe a few showers in the mountains, nothing more than that. Sunday will start off dry, but it looks like there could be a few showers later in the day, particularly when you're near the slopes of the Cascades and the Cascades. So nothing serious, but it looks like a few showers, very weak showers coming in late Sunday. And then it looks like Monday's going to dry out, and Tuesday will be fairly dry as well. Ironically, most of the precipitation is going to California. There's a deep trough offshore of the Pacific Northwest, and that's sending the jet stream down to California, and they are getting hit hard. Inches of rain around San Francisco, feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada. So it's going to be very different down there. They're getting our weather, and we're going to be relatively dry.
So not much precipitation here, but we did have grapple last Sunday. What is grapple?
That's right. I had a lot of emails about that. We had these little white balls, and people said, oh, it's hailing. And actually, it wasn't hail. It's something called grapple. It's this relatively whitish-looking, ballish thing. Maybe it was an eighth of an inch, quarter inch wide. And they're kind of soft. They're often called soft hail. And let me tell you how we get them. Now, almost all the precipitation we get here in the Northwest starts out as snow. So you go high up in the atmosphere, almost every raindrop we get started as a snowflake higher up in the atmosphere. And normally, our conditions near the surface are warm. We have a deep, warm layer at low levels, and that snow melts, and we get a raindrop. So 95% of the time, that's what's happening around here. But some other things can happen in the vertical. Now, if we have a situation like we had on Sunday, we had a Puget Sound conversion zone, very, very strong updrafts, and there was a very, very tall cloud. Well, as the air went up very quickly, water condensed, you had liquid water, even when the temperatures were below freezing. So that's possible in the atmosphere. You can get something called supercooled water, water that is below freezing. So in this, when you have this strong updraft, we have a lot of condensation, there wasn't time for the water to freeze. And so we had this liquid water with snowflakes above. So what happened that day was some of the snowflakes started falling down. They hit that liquid water below. And what happens is the water freezes instantaneously on the snowflake. And then the snowflake gets heavier and heavier. And it falls down, hits more cloud particles or liquid water, and some more freezes on. This is called riming. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, but it's an ice particle. As it falls down, it goes more and more rapidly, and finally comes down to the surface as this little white ball. So it's a snow crystal with water droplets that have frozen onto it, and that's called grapple. And that's exactly what happened on Sunday.
So how often do we get grapple versus hail?
Well, we don't get hail very much. Now, hail is something different. Hail is associated with the strongest thunderstorms, ones that have tops of 30, 40, 50,000 feet, which we never get around here. What happens there is you can get upward motion ice particles that recirculate inside of a thunderstorm, going up and down, getting more and more water on it. It gets bigger and bigger, and it has this layered look to it. That's hail. We almost never get hail, but we can get this grapple. Now, another possibility is if we have, you know, rain above falling into a cold layer near the surface, which allows the raindrop to freeze, that gives you sleet. So that's something different. But that needs this really cold layer near the surface. Now, we don't get that very often. So we had a strong convergence zone on Sunday, strong upward motion, a lot of liquid water underneath, and some of those snowflakes grew as the water droplets froze on, producing riming and therefore grubble.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.